Well, just pray. Let's just pray for Adrian. Yeah. Father, we just thank you for Adrian, yeah. Lord. We thank you for the testimony of the Lord in our life, Lord Jesus. All the workings you're doing, all the changing, the transforming, the good, the bad, and the ugly, Lord Jesus. Father, because you have one purpose to make us more like you, Jesus. And Father, we pray for that sweet aroma now, Lord Jesus, to rest upon her, Father. And Lord, we would encounter and sense and smell, Lord Jesus, your goodness in the land of the living. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Hello.
As I was kind of praying about what to share, I actually felt like it's, whenever God speaks to me, it's in a really like, he doesn't give me much, but he gives me enough that I have to be like, okay. So I was like praying last night, and I was like, God, like, what do you want me to speak about? Like, what would you like me to share? And I just saw a picture of me sitting on his lap, and I was like, okay, Lord, like, that's not really, you know, it's not really something for me to, I don't know, it's just a picture. But yeah, through that picture, he actually just was like kind of showing me like just the simplicity of who he is. And I'm gonna cry because I've been like emotional since I was born. yeah, I just like, I actually felt like, I'll probably share a little bit about like things that happened at school, but I actually kind of want to talk more about my transition. And yeah, that picture was just so like, he's showing me like everything comes back to just that, like my relationship with him, like everything, like everything I've learned, every like every part of my life, like is just back to that. And school was incredible, by the way. School was awesome. And yeah, I mean, I learned like amazing things. I just learned so much about who God is. I learned so much about who I am. And coming back has been like extremely hard. And everyone, I had so many people tell me like, well, it's really hard to like adjust after you've like been away in that kind of environment. And I was like, yeah, I'm sure that it is. Like, I won't have that problem. And I am having that problem. Yeah, when I first came back, like the first like 3 days were like great. I was like, whoa, like I was on fire. I was like, sweet, like I'm gonna see a revival break out like today. And it didn't. But yeah, it's actually like, it's been hard because, if you know Bethel, like at school, like you are being encouraged like 24/7. Like if you're having a good day, you're being encouraged that like you're incredible. If you're having a bad day, you have like 1,000 people encouraging you to like have your bad day. And everyone's like, yeah, like have a bad day, like that's okay, like revival, like it's just like, that's like, and I'm not kidding, like that's school, like everyone's like revival, and like it's just all like, it's amazing. And then like coming back, I'm like having conversations with friends who are like, is God real? Like, do you think he's real? And it's not like, I had a really hard conversation with one of my friends, and I'm like just stuck between that place of like, we're actually called to like speak the truth like in love, but we're called to say like, this is the truth. And like, it's so hard when you have people who you love that are believing like complete lies. And I was just struggling so much because I was like, oh, I don't want to like make her feel like, but she's talking about like just how like, you know, if you believe in hell, like, then you'll go to hell. If you believe in heaven, like, you'll go to heaven. And, like, I'm like, I want to see you in heaven, but, like, I don't know if I will. And, like, that's the truth. Like, that's, like, a harsh reality of, like, people need to know, like, who Jesus is. Like, people need to know that, like, their life has purpose. People need to know, like, all of these things. Yeah. And I've just been struggling a lot since I've come home of, like, yeah, how do I share that in, like, a loving way? And it all came down to, it's like, God just kind of met me there and was like, it's not your job. Like, you just need to love her. Like, that's all you need to do. She needs to feel loved, like, through everything. And I know that she's been, like, super hurt by a Christian community. And she's like, your job is to, like, stay there and love her, even when she doesn't agree with what you're saying, and even when, yeah. So that's kind of just been a little bit of my journey, and even things like worship here, like, it's so different. Like, and both are incredible, but one of them I can sing so loud and no one hears me, and the other one, everyone hears me. And, like, there's this thing, though, I felt God today, like, I mean, I think my voice cracked at one point, I don't know if you heard it, but I was like, oh my gosh, like, and I was just, like, thrown off, but I just feel like God delights so much in that, like, that just going after him with everything, and like that worship of like, I don't care, like, that, is it David? The one who strips off? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But yeah, there's something like so beautiful, like, I actually believe that even more, like, here than there, there's an opportunity for me to worship him, like, even more, because in that, I'm giving even more of myself by saying, like, I don't care what it looks like, God. Like, I'm here for you. Yeah. And, yeah, that was, like, that's another, like, little adjustment. But in those things, like, God gives you these opportunities to, like, love him even more. And, like, here, at the, like, I'm giving you an opportunity to, like, encounter me even more. And I was talking to my mom this week about, like, lamenting. Oh, that's the one. And it's just been so cool because there's that, like, in heaven, like, the only time we have an opportunity to do that is, like, on earth. Like, when we experience pain, like, we actually have, like, an opportunity to say, like, God, you're so good, even though this sucks. Like, God, you're so good. Like, that's, like, the highest form of praise is, like, saying, you're so good, even though I'm in so much pain.
Yeah.
And, like, we can't do that in heaven because there's not pain, which is awesome. But, like, that's, like, a gift from God to be, like, this is everything I can give you, like, in the midst of my pain.
Yeah.
And, like, that's kind of been, like, since I've been back, I'm, like, why don't I have this? But you're so good. And why am I still struggling with this? And just like that picture he gave me, like, that everything's just brought back to him. Like, it has nothing to do with my performance. It has nothing to do with how I feel. It's who he is.
Yeah.
And I think there can be that, like, lie too of, like, well, since I've been back, of, like, oh, I haven't actually changed. Like, oh, nothing's actually, I'm just kind of the same. And one big thing that we learned in school was, which, like, blew my mind, was about temptation. And I used to think that if you had a temptation, like, that's, you were still there. Like, that's just, oh, you are tempted to do that. That's still how you are then. Like, and often I would just, like, give into that, because then I'd be like, well, that's where I'm at if I'm still struggling with it. But one of those sermons that changed my life was that your temptation has, like, nothing, like, Jesus was tempted. Like, it has nothing to do with your identity. Like, it's your ability to be like, no, actually, like, thanks for the offer, but this is the way I'm going.
Yeah.
And, like, that has nothing to do, like, when I came back, I faced, like, the same temptations that I had, like, years ago or before I left, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, I haven't changed, like, how can I still, like, want to do that? But, like, that has nothing to do with anything about who I am.
Yeah.
That's, like, that has nothing to do with my identity. Like,
yeah.
The whole trial with, like, Jesus in the desert was, like, Satan was trying to get him to question who he was. Like, he said, if you are the Son of God, and, like, he already knew, like, I am the Son of God. I can do that, but I already know who I am.
Yeah.
And, like,
that's good.
It's the same thing with us. Like, yeah, like, I already know who I am. Like, I don't have to, like, perform to get there. I don't have to anything to get there.
Yeah.
And that's been a huge thing. And I actually, like, since I came home, like, was struggling with a lot of, like, temptations of, like, my friend smoking weed, and everyone's like, you want some weed? And I'm like, no. But, like, but there was one day where I was, like, so tempted. Like, it, and, like, it's never, like, I've never been that tempted in my life. I was, like, I was ready. I was, like, who cares? Like, doesn't matter. God still loves me if I do it. And, like, I was, like, no. Like, and, like, I didn't do it, okay? But the verse came to my head, like, resist the devil and he will flee. And, like, I was, like, okay, I just have to get past this. Like, I just have to, like, resist the devil. And after I, like, resisted him, something broke, like, something, like, my temptations were gone, because, like, I stood in the spot where I was, like, no, like, this is who I am, despite how I feel, like, despite that I want to do that, like, I'm right here, and I'm not moving, and, like, I haven't had, like, those temptations since, so that was awesome. And yeah, God just showing me, like, thank you. I feel like I'm at, like, an AA meeting. It's been a while. No, okay. But yeah, it was just, like, so good. Like, God just showing me, like, it has nothing to do. And, like, I was actually filled with, like, so much joy. And my friend who, like, was with me was like, Adrian, do you know, like, you're the only person that I can smoke weed with that makes me feel, like that I'm comfortable around. Like, and as much as that was, like, you know, she was saying, like, you make me feel, like, valued and comfortable. Like, as in, like, you don't judge me. And I don't, I'm not, like, either encouraging either. I'll be like, yeah, do it. But, like, I think, like, just in that, like, me being able to still be her friend, like, and not smoke with her, but know that, like, I still love you, and I'm still your, like, nothing's changed. Like, she felt that, and, like, if you know my friend, like, she doesn't compliment people like that. Like, it was hard for her. She was like, after she said it, she was like, anyways, that's just, like, a little compliment for you. Like, like she just doesn't do that, so I could just, it was so beautiful. I know I'm kind of all over the place, but I'm just kind of sharing some thoughts, and then there was one other thing I wanted to share. My dream last night. Okay, so I watched a horror movie before bed, which is an awful idea. Actually, I didn't finish the movie because I was like, oh, this is a bad idea. So, like, and it wasn't a horror, it was a thriller. So it was, like, not gory, but just, like, ta-ta. So, like, I was, like, 15 minutes in, I turned it off because I was, like, I'm not going to be able to do my laundry or sleep or go to church tomorrow. So I turned it off. Anyways, this, I had a nightmare. I don't know why. And, yeah, the whole thing of this nightmare is just, like, I'm going to relate it back to, like, how God works. Anything the enemy means for evil, God can turn it for good. Like, and, yeah, it was just, like, in this dream, there was, like, I'm at, like, a friend's house, and my friend, like, gets up, and she's like, I'm having a panic headache. And I don't know what that is, but in the dream, it was, like, really bad. And I was like, okay, like, I don't know what to do. So then someone, like, knocks at the door, and it's two demons. And I was like, okay, like, close the door. Like, we don't want them coming in. And in my dream, like, I'm getting, like, pulled out by the demons. And I'm like, this has got to be because I watched that movie. And I'm, like, out now in what seems to be, like, hell. And I was like, this is awful. Like, and I started, in my dream, I started, like, praying in tongues. And, like, as soon as I started praying in tongues, like, I heard, like, thunder in my dream. And, like, yeah, the demons were, like breaking. Like, they were just, and I woke up and I just felt like, first of all, yeah, that was a demonic dream. But, like, God was showing me, like, through that dream, like, what you release in heaven, like, is going to happen on earth. Like, those things, like, yeah, you have so much authority in heaven, and it's like, we can bring that to earth.
Yeah.
And it was like, so cool and so powerful, and like, yeah, it was a bad dream and those things, but God turns those things into like little like lessons for us. And this year was a whole thing of like God turning, like, the enemy would try and use one thing and God would just like mend 17 others. And I was like, there was one night, this is my last thing. I shared the story with a couple people, but there was a guy this year that I really struggled to love. He was just like very invasive of my space and like really condescending and like would just like poke me. I did not like it. And I like, we have this thing at school called brave communication where you tell someone like, hey, when you do that, I don't like it. Or, hey, I don't, that makes me feel this way. Or, I'm wondering if, like, we have all these, like, which is actually amazing because I'm like, yeah, it's incredible. Anyway, so I brave communicated with him, like, several times throughout the year, but he kind of just continued. And on my last night of my poetry event, I kind of snapped on him. And, yeah, someone, I was, like, going through a door, and someone was like, Adrian, like, not that door. Like, you have to use this door. And I was like, oh, right. Like, I just forgot. Because it was, like, a thing that we knew. And he was like, Adrian, it's always been that door. And I was like, nobody asked you. So, and, like, my friend looked at me and was like, Adrian, like, that wasn't okay. And I was, like, so mad at everyone because I was, like, mad at him for, like, being that way. I was mad at her for, like, I was like, what? Like, you're right, but who are you to, like, tell me that? And I was so mad, and I went to my leader, and I said, like, I'm not performing tonight. Like, my piece was, like, really happy, and I was really bad. And I was like, I'm not doing it. And she was like, Adrian, like, the enemy is trying to take away, like, the seal on your year. Like, you've had so much growth and so much breakthrough in this. And, like, she was like, just because, like, someone does a bad thing, they're not a bad person. Like, the enemy, like, shame is, like, meant to make you feel like that's who you are. Instead of, like, she's like, you had a human moment where you needed Jesus, like, the entire earth. Like, she's like, you go clean up your mess. You say, you go apologize. You go talk to people. Like, you are not a bad person. You made a mistake. Like, and, like, she's like, that, don't let that, like, sit on who you are. Yeah. She's like, you're going to perform. And I was like, okay, I'm going to perform. And I went and I talked to this guy, and I realized, like, I started talking to him, and I just started, like, weeping. And I was like, it was really humbling for me to show him that he affected me, because all year I've been putting him on this, like, level below me of, like, he's not quite where I'm at, or, like, yeah, I'll love him, or, like, but I won't like him, I'll just tolerate him. And as God, like, convicted me, it was like, I haven't called you to tolerate people. Like, I've called you to love people.
Yeah.
And, like, I was like, dang, like, okay. And I just cried, and, like, letting him see me, like, that he affected me was, like, super humbling, because I was just like, I'm showing you someone who I want to pretend, like, doesn't have an effect on me, that you actually really hurt me. And, like, I told him, like, listen, like, I was called dumb a lot as a kid, and, like, when you make condescending comments, like, I felt, like, that's why I was so mad, because, like, I just want to defend myself, because, like, I was called stupid a lot, and I was, like, and I just explained that to him. He was, like, I'm so sorry, like, I've had a lot of people tell me, like, that I do that, and, like, I didn't know, and, yeah, we ended up, like, hugging, and I was able to actually, like, look him in the eyes and be, like, okay, like, I love you, and, like, thank you for understanding. And then I went and talked to that girl that told me, like, that wasn't okay. And I said, hey, like, I really didn't love the way you, like, addressed that. Like, it kind of made me, like, I already knew that. Like, and I felt a lot of shame about it. And then you, it didn't feel like you were loving me. It just felt like you were kind of stating the obvious there. And she was like, Adrian, like, the truth is, like, I was feeling the way you felt. And I just kind of projected what I was thinking. And I said, like, oh, that's not okay, because I was having the same thought. And, like, she's like, it was really poor timing, and, like, I'm so sorry. And, like, we, like, hugged, and it was beautiful. And then she's like, I have to go talk to someone else now. And, like, she went, and I was like, the enemy tried to, like, ruin one thing, and God restored, like, five. Yeah, who knows, like, who after that went and talked, but I was like, that's just who he is. Like, yeah. He's gonna restore the things that the enemy steals. And, like, if we press into that, like, if we allow him to, and we go and do the hard thing, which is sometimes having a conversation or forgiving someone or whatever it is, doing what, like, God has asked us to do, even if it's hard, like, he will restore, like, more than you even asked, or more than, yeah.
Very good.
And that's it. Thank you, guys.